the United Gold Coast Convention, and the Convention People's Party. The United Gold Coast Convention, UGCC, and the Convention People's Party, CPP, are two significant political entities in the history of Ghana. Their emergence, ideologies, and impacts have shaped the country's political landscape. To delve into their comparison in detail, we need to examine their origins, goals, leaders, ideologies, methods, and legacies. Their origins. The UGCC was founded in August 1947, primarily by elite and educated Ghanaians, including Dr. J.B. Dankwa, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, and others. It aimed to advocate for independence from British colonial rule through constitutional means. The UGCC sought gradual self-government and focused on representing the interests of the educated elite and traditional authorities. On the other hand, the CPP emerged in June 1949 with Kwame Nkrumah as its leader. It originated from the UGCC but took a more radical approach towards independence. The CPP attracted support from the masses, especially the urban working class and peasants, by advocating for immediate self-government and promoting socialist policies. Goals of the UGCC and the CPP. The UGCC aimed for gradual self-government within the framework of British colonial rule. It sought to achieve independence through negotiations and collaboration with the colonial authorities while maintaining existing social structures. In contrast, the CPP's primary goal was immediate and complete independence from colonial rule. It advocated for a socialist agenda, including land reforms, nationalization of key industries, and social welfare programs. The CPP envisioned a more equitable society with a focus on empowering the working class and rural population. The leaders. The UGCC was initially led by figures such as Dr. J.B. Dankwa and George Grant, who were prominent intellectuals and members of the elite class. However, Kwame Nkrumah, who later split from the UGCC to form the CPP, emerged as the dominant leader in the struggle for independence. Kwame Nkrumah's leadership of the CPP was characterized by his charisma, mobilization, skills, and revolutionary rhetoric. He galvanized popular support for the party's agenda and became Ghana's first prime minister and later its first president after independence. Ideologies. The UGCC espoused a conservative ideology that emphasized gradual change and collaboration with the colonial authorities. Its members were mostly from the educated elites and traditional leadership, and they sought to preserve existing social hierarchies. In contrast, the CPP embraced a more radical ideology grounded in socialism and pan-Africanism. It promoted the interests of the working class, peasants, and marginalized groups, advocating for redistributive policies and nationalization of key industries. Their methods. The UGCC employed moderate and legalistic methods in its pursuit for independence. It focused on lobbying colonial authorities, participating in constitutional negotiations, and forming alliances with sympathetic British officials and political parties. Conversely, the CPP adopted more confrontational and revolutionary methods. It organized strikes, protests, and mass mobilization campaigns to pressure the colonial government into granting independence. Kwame Nkrumah's leadership style was characterized by his ability to inspire and mobilize the masses through his oratory and organizational skills. Legacies. The UGCC played a crucial role in laying the groundwork for Ghana's independence by initiating the nationalist movement and advocating for self-government. However, its conservative approach and limited appeal to the masses ultimately led to its decline in influence. Meanwhile, the CPP's legacy is deeply intertwined with Ghana's post-independence history. Kwame Nkrumah's leadership and the party's socialist policies transformed Ghana into a beacon of hope for decolonization movements across Africa. However, Nkrumah's authoritarian rule, economic mismanagement, and suppression of dissent ultimately led to his overthrow in a military coup in 1966. Let us explore the impacts of the UGCC and the CPP. The UGCC played a significant role in the early stages of Ghana's struggle for independence. Led by prominent figures such as J.B. Dankwa and Kwame Nkrumah, the UGCC aimed to achieve independence from British colonial rule through peaceful means. They advocated for constitutional reforms, education, and economic development as key steps towards self-governance. However, differences in ideology and approach emerged within the UGCC. Kwame Nkrumah, a charismatic and influential leader, believed in moral radical methods to achieve independence. In 1949, he broke away from the UGCC and formed the CPP, which would go on to have a profound impact on Ghana's political landscape, as mentioned earlier. The CPP, under Nkrumah's leadership, adopted a more assertive and militant approach towards independence. They organized strikes, protests, and boycotts to challenge British colonial rule. The party gained widespread support, especially among the working class and youth who were inspired by Nkrumah's vision of a united and independent Ghana. In 1951, the CPP won a majority in the general elections and Nkrumah became the leader of a government business. This marked a significant turning point in Ghana's political history as it was the first time a political party led by Africans had gained power. Nkrumah's government implemented various social and economic reforms, including the expansion of education, healthcare, and infrastructure. Under Nkrumah's leadership, the CPP also pursued a policy of African unity and pan-Africanism. Ghana had become a leading voice in the fight against colonialism and imperialism, supporting liberation movements across the continent. Nkrumah's vision extended beyond Ghana with efforts to form a united Africa through organizations like the Organization of African Unity. However, Nkrumah's government also faced criticism for its authoritarian tendencies and economic challenges. The CPP's one-party rule and centralization of power led to a decline in political freedoms and dissent. Economic policies, such as the establishment of state-owned industries, faced difficulties leading to economic instability. It is important to note that the CPP implemented several key reforms during their time in power. Here are a few notable ones. Education. The CPP prioritized education and worked towards increasing access to schooling for all Ghanaians. They built new schools, expanded educational infrastructure, and implemented policies to promote free and compulsory education. Healthcare. The CPP aimed to improve healthcare services in Ghana. They built hospitals and clinics, trained medical professionals, and introduced initiatives to provide affordable healthcare to the population. Infrastructure development. The CPP focused on developing Ghana's infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and transportation networks. This helped connect different regions of the country and facilitated economic growth. agricultural reforms, the party implemented agricultural policies to boost food production and support farmers. They introduced initiatives such as the Cocoa Marketing Board to regulate and promote the cocoa industry, which was a major source of revenue for Ghana. These and a lot more reforms aim to improve the lives of Ghanaians, promote economic development, and foster national unity. While the CPP's time in power had its challenges, these reforms left a lasting impact on Ghana's social and economic landscape. In 1966, Nkrumah was overthrown in a military coup and the CPP was banned. This marked the end of the CPP's direct influence on Ghanaian politics. In conclusion, the UGCC and CPP represent two distinct approaches to achieving independence and shaping the future of Ghana. While the UGCC advocated for gradual change and collaboration with colonial authorities, the CPP adopted a more radical and socialist agenda focused on immediate independence and empowerment of the masses. Their contrasting ideologies, methods, and legacies continue to influence Ghanaian politics and society to this day.